A young couple's life is thrown into disarray when they reluctantly agree to take in the man's estranged stepmother. As tensions rise, the couple's seemingly normal home becomes a battleground of paranoia and fear. The old woman's erratic behavior and mysterious past unveil dark secrets that threaten to unravel the couple's relationship. As they grapple with a sinister presence that takes over their home, they must confront their own demons and the haunting reality of what lurks in the front room. The main draw to the film was the singer and the actor. Brandy Norwood plays the part of Belinda. It also stars as her husband, Andrew Burnup, as Norman, and as the mother-in-law, Catherine Hunter, who played the part of Solange. These are my types of films. This is an interracial couple. Belinda and Norman are in an interracial relationship where Norman's white. Belinda is black. Race does play a part in the film because when the stepmom comes in, she's kind of a creepy old lady. She comes into the picture. Seems sweet at first, and she can barely walk. She's got her little cane. When they first bring her into the house, she decides she wants the front room, which was being made for the baby because they were pregnant. They had a little bit of a fight over that, but they ended up giving in to Solange. Now, Solange, in order to make it a little more believable, Solange told the couple that she was donating or paying off their mortgage, taking care of all their bills. In a way, that was good. I was like, she could pay off all our bills, Belinda was saying. And that was kind of in the preview. But at the same time, now she kind of owns the place. As the film progresses, a lot of tension starts to boil up in the relationship between Solange and Belinda. Solange is an older lady. Whether or not she's doing it on purpose or not, she was having accidents. Belinda was left having to clean up all those messes. And I was just thinking, I mean, this does happen. This is not an unusual story where people have to take care of their parents or a father-in-law or mother-in-law or a grandmother ends up having to be taken care of and they bring them in. So this is not an unusual story. But on the other hand, when it gets so bad where they need constant attention, need to be cleaned up, almost take someone full time, that's when you have to bring in a nurse or you might have to consider putting them in a home where they can be properly taken care of. So that was one of the first things, like, if she had all that money, why didn't they put her in like a home? It could still be done nicely, humanely. I know a lot of people don't want to have to move away from their family, so it makes sense. Well, as the film keeps going, she sort of reveals herself. I don't know if she's pretending or she feels like she's an agent of God or Jesus or something like that, but Solange was kind of wacky. Catherine Hunter played her so well. She had you believing. At one point in the film, I'm going into spoiler territory, she was like, kill me, just kill me. Please just kill me. I want to die. I want to die. It was something like that. She was like, I just want to die. That was toward the end of the film, and at that point, they kind of cut over to the next scene, and she had passed away. So now you're like, okay, it's over, and it is revealed at the end that Belinda took a pillow, I believe, and strangled her to death, or suffocated her. At that point, it was like, wow, because she was really out there. Although you have empathy for Belinda, at that point, she's a murderer. She just murdered that woman. So I don't know, like, I think the film's trying to make you feel good about the fact that she killed this evil force that was in their family. But on the other hand, it also created a murderer. I don't think that's what it was trying to do. Kind of felt that way to me, but I really enjoyed this. I thought it was very interesting. It was a horror thriller. It's that time of the year. You get to September, they start putting out the scary horror and thriller kind of movies, or either they save them for this time of the year. The film was directed by Max and Sam Edgars and was also written by those two and Susan Hill. I don't know what the budget for the film was, but so far worldwide, having released on September 8th, it's about 2 weeks after that as the time of this recording, and it's only grossed $2.8 million worldwide. So it's not really a popular film. I'm sure it'll be quickly released to DVD or to streaming, but I would give The Front Room 4 stars. I really enjoyed it.